Modern Morality Tales continues all this week at 10:45 in the evening, but you don't have to wait until that time tomorrow for the next episode, as the whole series is available online first at the BBC Radio 3 website now. I'm John Shea, and I'll be here with music through the night from 12:30, beginning tonight with a rather fine performance of Schubert's Winterreise by the Swiss baritone Manuel Walser with Wolfram Rieger at the piano. That's from 12:30. But now on BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, it's Monday night, that means it's time for Jazz on 3, the best in contemporary jazz, with Jez Nelson.
Hello, and welcome along to Jazz on 3. We have big sounds coming up tonight as some of the best young British brass is to the fore. Trombone player Tom Green was recently selected as the UK representative in a pan-European big band of rising stars, and you can hear the results of that in around about 40 minutes' time. But first, and continuing our tuba theme that we started last week, one of the groups that I've been raving about in recent months, Theon Cross, presents hard-hitting music alongside a couple of other young guns we've been keeping an eye on over the last few years, drummer Moses Boyd and saxophone player Nubia Garcia. They joined Theon in concert at London's Rich Mix as part of the London Jazz Festival last autumn, and I'm pleased to say Theon joins me in the studio now. Hi there, Theon.
Hi, Jazz. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. We're going to talk about your influences and how you got into playing the tuba later on, but we're going to go straight into the gig and hear a piece called Radiation, so set this up for us.
Yeah, Radiation was just a tune that I wrote about music having an effect of spreading on people, like radiation in a way. So it's a kind of pun on my music spreading. And yeah, it's just a hip-hop track that I wrote just to kind of get people dancing, bouncing when they come and see me perform, but yeah.
And it starts with a long solo bit by you, but then we kind of get the effects coming in because you're a fan of getting your feet busy with the pedals.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely something I'm interested in because in my trio setup, I've definitely been thinking of ways to kind of expand the sound, and the pedals are something that helps that a lot, and I love the effect it gets and makes people feel.
Okay, well, Theon's going to be sharing some of his favourite tuba music with us later on, and we'll talk more about the group and how he got into playing tuba. Let's hear him now at the Rich Mix with Nubia Garcia and Moses Boyd. This is Radiation. The Oh, yes. That is the sound of young, funky British jazz, all in their early 20s. Nubia Garcia on saxophone, Moses Boyd on drums, and Theon Cross on tuba. That was a tune called Radiation. We're going to hear more from that gig later on. My guest in the studio tonight is the man behind that group, Theon Cross. You might know Theon from his work with the excellent Sons of Kemet, a band led by Shebaka Hutchinson featuring Tom Skinner and Seb Rochford. And Theon, that band, of course, originally featured the tuba player Oren Marshall. Marshall, who's been something of a kind of mentor to you over the years, right?
Yeah. I had lessons with him while I was at the Guildhall, and his approach was great, just kind of observing what he does and just asking him questions. And it's an instrument that doesn't necessarily get talked about a lot, you know, so just the way he's so fearless with it and kind of presents it and plays in such a confident manner is just something that I just learned from physically and tried to develop myself.
So how did you get into it? Because you're right, I guess it's not the most natural instrument to pick up when you're at school or decide, right, this is going to be my career path, I'm going to play the tuba. So what was it about the instrument that kind of hooked you?
Yeah, it's a bit of a funny story. It started in primary school. My parents signed me up for lessons without my knowledge. A teacher took me out of my classroom and then took me to the school hall where there was lots of brass instruments and told me to buzz each and every one of them, from trumpet, tenor horn, baritone, I think tuba. And then the only one I could get a good sound out of straight away was a tenor horn. And then I kind of stuck with that, but I didn't really like it that much. But I kept going, my parents made me keep going. And then when I started in secondary school, they gave me a bigger mouthpiece of an instrument called the euphonium. And I started to progress on that, started doing like brass band and going through my grades. And then I started to like it. And then it's not till I hit about 14, I got of a decent size to be able to at least hold the thing.
Carry it around.
Yeah. I got to a decent size, and then I joined a marching band called the Connecticut Blocker, where they didn't actually have any young people playing the tuba. And another mentor of mine, a musician named Andy Grappi, kind of gave me lessons on the tuba and coerced me into playing it. And then I just kind of loved it. And it was a marching band, so there was no bass players. So the tuba was the bass, and I kind of just learned to love it through that role and loved the way people react to the physicalness of it and react to the sound of it.
Mm. And I mean, you went to the Guildhall and you studied there, and I guess it must be, you know, if you want to study saxophone or piano, or guitar or whatever, there are 1,000 role models in jazz. There's lots and lots of people you could learn from who can, you know, actually teach you one-on-one, loads of reference material, music written for it. But with tuba, presumably, it's pretty narrow who you can go to and what you can listen to.
Yeah, it is quite narrow. I mean, there's a couple of legends I'm sure that you're aware of, like Howard Johnson, Bob Stewart, John Sass, an amazing person who played with Train, Ray Draper. And I listened to a lot of that stuff, but also the good thing that I kind of realised while I was there is that it's all music, so I listened to a lot of bass players as well, took walking bass lines from like Paul Chambers and things like that, so I kind of found it useful, like learning from what other musicians do as well.
Okay, well, we asked you to bring in a couple of your favourite pieces of music featuring tuba, and someone you just mentioned there, John Sass. So tell us about him and your choice here.
Yeah, so around the time I was young and just started playing the tuba, this is someone that my teacher kind of presented to me, and he does amazing things with the tuba and like singing and playing at the same time and really kind of making use of certain types of tonguing and things like that. I just love this tune in particular because he kind of multi-tracks himself to kind of create the sounds of the city, and I find that really inspiring. And he makes it funky as well, you know, he makes it funky at the same time and really explores the texture of the instrument. Turn
love it when people come into the studio and bring me music I've never heard before. That is excellent. Someone called John Sass and City Walker from 2005, chosen by a fellow tuba player, Theon Cross. And the whole thing is him playing tuba, multi-track.
Yeah, all of it is just him multi-tracking himself. What sounds like the drum is just him buzzing into the mouthpiece in this particular way, creating many textures at once, and love it.
So is there that sort of demand on you, if you're a tuba player, to be able to have quite a wide variety of techniques? Because, you know, you can't really play the super fast sort of improvisation licks that maybe a saxophonist can, but you can kind of do all these different sounds, especially if you add in effects and stuff that you have.
Yeah, I think because it's an instrument affiliated with classical music, I think you're very much expected to come to it with a technical level, which should be required for all instruments, really. But I just think it's an instrument where it sounds better if you explore those things, rather than, like, you necessarily have to because of its...
limitations?
Yeah, because, well, limitations to some, I wouldn't kind of consider it that limited, but how it's perceived to be limited.
So we're going to hear your second choice now, and I guess, you know, it's been great to see, well, I guess it's over the last 20 or so years now, the sort of revival, if you like, of the sort of marching band style, or at least, obviously, it's always continued in New Orleans, but some of these bands starting to get traction sort of globally and modernise the style by playing contemporary music and stuff. And Dirty Dozen Brass Band, I guess, were some of the first guys on the scene, but you've gone for Youngblood.
Specifically Youngblood, because that was the first one that I was exposed to. The brass band that I heard that made me go back and do my history and then check out the others that came before it, like Rebirth and Dirty Dozen and the ones from New Orleans. But this track in particular, when I heard the sousaphone player, Nat McIntosh, it just made me think, wow, that is possible. To this day, I still don't know the effects he's getting out of the solo at that time, so still learning. But yeah, it was my first exposure to brass bands, and it was just good for me to delve into it and learn more about other types of brass bands as well. So yeah, I just loved it.
Okay, this is again from 2005, the Youngblood Brass Band and Brooklyn. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's the sound of the Young Blood Brass Band from 2005 and Brooklyn, as you could hear, recorded live. And got to say, if you ever get a chance to see them live or any great brass band live, then grab the opportunity. You were just saying, Theon, there's an explosion now. There's so many brass bands out there, right?
Yeah, it's incredible. They've all been going for quite a long time as well, and it's just like people are just really receptive to it, especially since, you know, it's all acoustic instruments. I think people are just really getting into the power of what they can do.
And on that tune, Theon, Nat McIntosh playing sousaphone, and you were freaking out there trying to work out what he was doing. That sort of scratching sound, it sounded like a DJ scratching, didn't it? The very high stuff. How does he do that?
I can't explain. there is a technique he's doing called multiphonics, which is singing and playing at the same time, which I can kind of do. I'm starting to do that and use that, but the rest of it, I don't understand. I'm as baffled as the rest of you.
And I think when I walk into a gig and I see a tuba player come on the stage, I do get excited because I guess, A, it's a bit of a rarity, but also it is that visceral thing. It's the feeling of it, right? If you're sitting close to the tuba, you can feel it in the room.
Yeah, I mean, it's loud without amplification. So you know what to expect just by looking at it straight away.
Well, here at Jazz on 3, we're building a playlist of great tuba music. We had Tuba Cello on the programme last week. We've got Theon on the programme tonight, and we asked you for your suggestions. Thank you very much to Gus Stewart, who wrote in and said, I'm trying to play the tuba at the moment. I'm trying to learn it. I found my wife's family tuba being used as a doorstop, so I rescued it. I think that's probably where a lot of tubas end up. People probably just try and take it up, give up, and then use it as a doorstop. Anyway, he said a couple of recommendations. He said Dave Bargeron and Michel Goddard to be tuba. And then Howard Johnson and Gravity.
Right, incredible.
So you get seven tubas for the price of one on that one. You know those.
Those are incredible. I love those records.
Well, look, tell us your suggestions for great tuba music. jazzon3@bbc.co.uk, or you can tweet at @bbcjazzon3. We're going to go back to the rich mix now for the rest of this gig from last year's London Jazz Festival. Kind of little supergroup in the making here, you three guys together. You're all making real waves in your own right. I think if you sort of checked out this year's sort of Jazzwise poll of ones to watch, Moses is in there, New Buyer is in there, you're in there. I selected you. Thanks very much, Jez, for that. But, you know, I mean, nice combination, and I'm sure fun to play in this group, Theon.
Yeah, it's incredible. Moses I've known for a long time. We've known each other from before we played music, just hanging out, playing basketball. So it just feels like he knows exactly what I'm going to do. And then New Buyer is someone I met as I was coming up as well, and we played together in bits and pieces, like in big bands and things like that, but it was really cool just to hear her on top of my music, because she's just a soloist that can go on and just be musically interesting for a long period of time, which when you're playing in a trio is what you need, because, you know, there's not much harmony to interfere. It's very much on the soloist, you know.
So this set begins with a piece called Trouble, Trouble, and then there's a medley, and I guess, you know, that's one of the things which you hear with a lot of the sort of younger brass bands around now, picking up on some of the R&B tunes, hip-hop tunes, reggae tunes, stuff like that in the mix.
Yeah, well, the plan to do it was just like, I'm of Caribbean descent and I've kind of grew up listening to lots of that type of music, and I just thought, wow, what about if I just roll it into one? You know, it was that simple, and I just thought it would be great to know when I look out into the audience who knows it and who doesn't, so they can share an experience, you know, just vibes with it.
Well, it really works. Theon, thank you very much for joining me on Jazz on 3 tonight.
Thank you for having me.
I really enjoyed the gig. I know you're off on tour with Sons of Kemet, and also maybe working with the trio some more.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely plan to record again and see where it goes from there.
Okay, well, here we go. Back to the rich mix for Theon Cross and his trio. Theon on tuba, Nubia Garcia saxophone, and Moses Boyd on drums. Thanks, Theon.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
The book, Thank you very much. That was a tune of mine entitled Trouble Trouble. We're now going to play our last tune, or our last bunch of tunes rather, because it's all a bunch of tunes that you might recognize rolled into one. So again, Moses Boyd on the drums. Mubai Garcia on the tenor saxophone. My name is Theon Cross. Hope you've enjoyed it. Here we go.
Excellent new young band, Theon Cross and his trio, Nubia Garcia on tenor saxophone, Moses Boyd drums and Theon on tuba. If you get the opportunity to see them live, take that. Theon is packing his tuba into its case and heading off to Kenya to play at a jazz festival with the Sons of Kemet. If you want to see some live music closer to home, Go Go Penguin, their tour continues with dates this week. They're going to be in Glasgow on Tuesday, then in Aberdeen on Wednesday, Gateshead Thursday, and then Leeds on Friday. And I'm away, but I'm gutted to be missing this. The Jazz at the Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and special guest Wayne Shorter. That's happening at the Barbican this coming Thursday, the 18th of February. You're listening to Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson. Now, last autumn, we were asked to nominate a young British player to take part in the Euro Radio Jazz Orchestra, which is a big band project featuring new jazz talent from across the continent. And we plumped for the trombone player Tom Green. We've live music from that group coming up very soon. But first, we thought we'd remind you of why we picked Tom in the first place. In early 2015, he released the fine album called Skyline, and we're going to hear a blast from that. This is Sticks and Stones. Sticks and Stones from the album Skyline from 2015. A septet led by trombone player Tom Green. And Tom joins me in the studio now. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jess.
You're sitting there listening to that and saying, this is weird. You haven't listened to it almost since you kind of recorded it.
Yeah, exactly. Because you kind of go through that whole period of mixing it and spending so many months listening to it almost on a daily basis. And then you release it and maybe you don't listen to it that often at all, you know, every few months maybe. But yeah, it was the first time I've heard it.
So what's your reaction hearing it? Are you able to sit back and enjoy it and think, yeah, I pulled it off, or are you looking for faults?
Yeah, mostly I'm saying, yeah, I'm really pleased how that went. Obviously, there's always those little moments where you think, oh, I remember that bit. You know, I remember trying to sort that bit out or wish I'd done something slightly different there. But that's what a CD's for. It's a snapshot of a moment in your journey as a musician, I guess. And once it's out, that's it. And then you kind of just move on from there and keep growing. That's what I try to do anyway.
You got a great reaction to that CD, some really, really, really nice reviews, kind of plaudits for your composition and also for the playing on there. So I know you're involved in you have a quartet as well, you're involved in all sorts of different projects, but plans to work more with the septet?
Yeah, definitely. I've kept writing since that CD. We've got almost another CD's worth of material already, so I'm kind of deciding at the moment whether to release that or whether to release a CD with a totally different band altogether. So all up in the air at the moment, but we're playing a lot of gigs at the moment and still touring.
OK, well, we're going to hear you tonight with this project, the Euro Radio Jazz Orchestra. We heard the album, we were kind of impressed by what we heard, lots of buzz around you, so we put you forward for this project. Tell us about the experience from your point of view. I mean, you know, what was your reaction when you heard about it? And how did it work and what did you get out of it?
Oh, it was great. So, I mean, I'd never actually heard of the project before, but I think it's been running for about 20 years. And what happens is a kind of number of European countries select a musician from each country and they all come together and form a big band. So this year it was in Switzerland. And so I kind of just got on a plane and met all these guys that I'd never played with before, had never really heard any of their music, really. And suddenly we were kind of, you know, asked to be a band. You know, this was going to be the band for the week. And we had a tour planned in Switzerland and 3 days of intense rehearsals. And we had to kind of make it work. So it was a pretty amazing experience, you know, just to be thrown into that. So it was really good.
Is the standard of young musicians so high now that something like that will work? Presumably everyone's got to be up to the mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And everyone was incredible, you know, all of these guys. It was really nice, actually, because they're all in very similar stages of their career to me. They'd either kind of just released a debut CD or they're about to, finding their own kind of voices and things, and just discussing how each of our kind of musical journeys have been quite similar in a way and quite different depending on the country we're living in. That was really interesting, and I've definitely made a lot of friends and contacts through that.
So what we're going to hear is a suite of music written by a French-born composer who was part of the project, I think.
Yeah, that's right. A guy called Ohad Talmor. He's an interesting guy, born in France, lived in Switzerland for a long time. He now lives in New York. He's also got a lot of Israeli heritage and things. So his music is, you know, a big melting pot of a lot of different influences. So he'd been asked to write the music for this project. The whole suite we played was all music by him. And it was pretty challenging. It was tough, but rewarding as well. It was really interesting and had a lot of elements that I hadn't necessarily come across before.
Such as?
Well, there was a lot of use of electronics. I mean, he was at the front conducting, but he also had a laptop with him, so he was triggering samples and also playing live electronics as well. That was a really interesting interplay between big band and electronics, and I'd never really experienced that before.
And there's some spoken word in this, pre-recorded spoken word played in.
Yeah, that's right. So I think the idea of the suite was to kind of combine some elements from his father's poetry. His father was Israeli, and so there's three different languages going on, some Hebrew and some English and some French, just intertwined with the music. And that was the kind of basis of this whole suite that he wrote.
OK, well, thank you very much, Tom, for coming in and talking about the music.
My pleasure.
And we're glad you enjoyed the experience. We're going to hear the Diakhan Suite from Ohad Talmor and the Euro Radio Jazz Orchestra. And of the spoken word excerpt you're going to hear, Ohad says, it's all a poetic reflection about the absurdity of life and death, a pessimistic and anguished outlook of a man at the end of his life.
Thank you. ששברו עצמתי וכרתו כל איבריי. אזי נשמע מגבהים כל ענות בדיחותה. אבוי, תנו חיש צעצוע חדש לשעשועי. אין עוד תועלת לי בזה, במתותה. ששברו עצמותיי וכרתו כל איבריי. אזי נשמע מגברים כל ענות בדיחותה. אבוי, תנו חיש צעצוע חדש לשעשועי. אין עוד תועלת לי בזה, במתותה.
Thank you. J'ai répandu sur ma toile une variété de teintes vivaces, toute une palette écarlate, du jaune en abondance, une gerbe de teintes dorées, des formes gaiement colorées, et par-dessus, j'ai déversé une éclatante clarté. Soudain se révèle, d'un coin de la toile, une affreuse souillure. À l'autre bout, pour l'éteindre, se dévoile une tache obscure. Sur la toile, je suis avancé, tout excité, voilant toute parcelle de lumière, couvrant la moindre trace de vie, ne laissant derrière elle qu'une nuit noire.
I spilled on my canvas a variety of lively shapes. Thank you.
Testament to the quality of jazz musicians emerging from across Europe at the moment. That's the Euro Radio Jazz Orchestra. Its members, chosen by broadcasters from across all European territories. We'll put details of all of the players in that group up on the Jazz on 3 website. But the suite that we've just heard was composed by and conducted by Ohad Talmor, who's actually based in the US but is of French origin. And of course, the group featured my guest from earlier on tonight, Tom Green, on trombone, and that was the Diacan suite. You'll be able to hear more from that concert over on Jazz Lineup here on BBC Radio 3 in a few weeks' time. That's it for this week's programme. Next week on Jazz on 3, we've a gig from Brooklyn-based saxophonist and flute player Anna Weber, recorded with her septet Percussive Mechanics, playing in Hamburg. Thanks very much to Tom and Theon for joining me tonight, and to my producers Chris Elcombe and Alex Watson. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. From me, Jez Nelson, a very good night.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. A Schubert festival in Spain may come as a surprise, but the Catalan village of Villabertran has been hosting its own Schubertiad for over 20 years now. And today's programme starts with a complete performance of his song cycle Winterreise, given in the summer of 2015. Manuel Walser is a young Swiss baritone. He's studied with Thomas Quasthoff and Brigitte Fassbender, and he's partnered here by the pianist Wolfram Rieger. For the 24 songs of this winter journey, Schubert turned again to poems by Wilhelm Müller, as he had for his previous cycle, Die schöne Müllerin. He composed Winterreise in 1827, amid growing political oppression in Metternich's Austria, and knowing now that his own illness was to be fatal. John Reed, in his Schubert Song Companion, calls the protagonist an artist figure at war with society and with fate. Significantly, he says, the definitive tragedy has happened before the cycle opens. There is no villain in the piece except the nature of things. And Reed goes on to say that the first song, Gute Nacht, sets not only the tone but the pace, as the piano illustrates the wanderer's footsteps. A stranger I came, a stranger I depart.
Fremd bin ich eingezogen, fremd zieh ich wieder aus. Der Mai war mir gewogen mit manchem Blumenstrauß. Das Mädchen sprach von Liebe, die Mutter gar von ihr. Das Mädchen sprach von von ihm.
Ich kann